ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगमयी की यमुनामयी की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 42 तस्येदं आर्षभ्येह राजर्षेर मनसापि महात्मनः नानुवर्त्मार्थि थति नृपो मोक्षि केव गुरुत्मतः आर्षभस्येह राजर्षेर मनसापि महात्मनः नानुवर्त्मार्ह रहति नृपो मोक्षि मक्षि केव गरुत्मतः आर्षभस्येह राजर्षेर मनसापि महात्मनः नानुवर्त्मार्हति नृपो मक्षिकेव गरुत्मतः नानुवर्त्मार्हतिन्रिपो मक्षिकेव गरुत्मतः अर्षभस्येह राजर्षे मनसापि महात्मनः नानुवर्त्मार्हति नृपो मक्षिकेव गरुत्मतः मथजिस् आर्षभस्येह राजर्षेर् मनसापि महात्मनः नानुवर्त्मार्हति नृपो मक्षिकेव गरुत्मतः ट्रान्स्लेशन् अनुवर्त्मार्हति नृपो मक्षिकेव गरुत्मतः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद हैविंग समराइज्ड द टीचिंग्स ऑफ जड़ भरत सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड माय डियर परीक्षित द पाथ इंडिकेटेड बाय जड़ भरत इज लाइक द पाथ फॉलोड बाय गरुड़ा द कैरियर ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड ऑर्डिनरी किंग्स आर जस्ट लाइक फ्लाइज फ्लाइज कैनॉट follow the path of Garuda, and to date none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Purport. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhayem yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vaiti tattvataham. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and out of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. The path of devotional service is very difficult, even for great kings who have conquered many enemies. Although these kings were victorious on the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. There are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who were very much addicted to mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities. But they are not ultimately successful. The path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajan. In this age, there is the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver the fallen souls. This path is so simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama iva kevalam, kalau nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyatha. We are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna consciousness movement. Because so many European and American boys and girls are taking this philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. 43rd. यो दुस्त्यजान दार सुतान सुहृद राज्यम हृदि स्पृशः जहौ युवैव मलवद उत्तम श्लोक लालसः वाइल इन द प्राइम ऑफ लाइफ महाराज भरत गेव अप एवरीथिंग बिकॉज ही वॉज फॉन्ड ऑफ सर्विंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड उत्तम श्लोक ही गेव अप हिज ब्यूटिफुल वाइफ नाइस चिल्ड्रन ग्रेट फ्रेंड्स एंड एनॉर्मस एम्पायर. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Maharaj Bharat was so exalted that he gave them up just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of his majesty. Purport. The name of God is Krishna because he is so attractive that the pure devotee can give up everything within the material world on his behalf. Maharaj Bharat was an ideal king, instructor and emperor of the world. He possessed all the opulences of this material world. But Krishna is so attractive that he attracted Maharaj Bharat from all his material possessions. Yet somehow or other, the king became affectionate to a little deer and falling from his position had to accept a body of a deer in his next life. Due to Krishna's mercy upon him, he could not forget his position and he could understand how he had fallen. Therefore, in the next life, Jada Bharat, Maharaj Bharat was careful not to spoil his energy, and therefore he presented himself as a deaf and dumb person. In this way, he he could concentrate on his devotional service. We have to learn from great King Bharat how to become cautious in cultivating Krishna consciousness. A little inattention will retard our devotional service for the time being. Yet, any service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never lost. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhayat. A little devotional service rendered sincerely is a permanent asset. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tyaktva svadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvotha pate tato yadi yatrakva vabhadram abhudamushyakim kovartha apto bhajatam svadharmataha. Somehow or other, if one is attracted to Krishna, whatever he does in devotional service is a permanent asset. Even if one falls down due to immaturity or bad association, his devotional assets are never lost. There are many examples of this, Ajamil, Maharaj Bharat and many others. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving everyone a chance to engage in devotional service for at least some time. A little service will give one an impetus to advance and thus make one's life successful. There is some more. I think I'll stop here.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. In these two shlokas of the 14th chapter of the 5th canto, Sukadeva Goswami is kind of concluding the teachings of Jada Bharat. As you know, Bharat Maharaj, because of his attachment, undue attachment and misplaced compassion upon a deer, he had to take a body of a deer, and eventually he became Jada Bharat, a Brahmana. And he happened to meet Maharaj Rahugana, and he happened to give some teachings to Jada Bharat, teachings to Rahugana. So those teachings that span about across five chapters of the 5th canto, they are coming to an end now. This is the last chapter, 14th chapter, the forest of material enjoyment. So Sukadeva Goswami has summarized all the teachings of Jada Bharat, philosophical teachings of Jada Bharat, to Rahugana, and at the end he says it's very difficult. Arshabhasyeha Rajarsher Marasapi Mahatmanah. The path that is taught by Jada Bharat to Maharaj Rahugana is very exalted devotional path, and it's not very easy to traverse on that path. And those who traverse on the path are appreciated here like Garuda, Garutmataha, okay, and others are like flies. So those who are following the path of pure devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, are compared with Garuda, and others are like flies. And Prabhupada describes in this purport about the rarity of a person who practices the path of Bhakti Yoga. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vitti tatvataha. That's the shloka with which Prabhupada opens today's purport. So it's not that easy to get an opportunity to practice bhakti yoga or the path of Krishna consciousness, because as it's mentioned several times in various scriptures, the conditioned soul is generally infected with hundreds and thousands of material desires, contaminated aspirations, and those contaminated aspirations are purified to the degree we come in contact with a pure soul, pure devotee, who speaks from pure source. So when we allow the sound vibrations emanated by the tongue of a pure devotee to enter our ear holes, and through ear holes enter our hearts, then there is a possibility of purification of our contaminated aspirations. As Bhagavatam says, Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmanasatam Kathamrutam Shravana Puteshu Sambhrutam Punantite Vishaya Vidushitashayam Vrajanti Tacharana Saroruhantikam Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmanasatam. One who drinks the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam through one's ear holes, kathamrutam shravana puteshu sambhritam. If we make your ear holes as cups or vessels to drink the nectarian beverage of Krishna Katha emanating from a pure devotee of Krishna, then through that ear holes, the sound vibrations will enter the hearts. Then what will happen? Punantite vishaya vidushita ashayam. Our ashaya means aspirations are often vishaya vidushita. Vishaya means desires for sense enjoyment. Vidushita means to get contaminated, to become impure. Ashayam. So vishaya vidushita ashayam means our aspirations become contaminated by desires for sense enjoyment. Even while practicing devotional service also, sometimes we may be overwhelmed with certain negative aspirations or unfavorable desires or desire for name, fame, prestige, power, position, privileges, or trying to exercise one's control, or in Prabhupada's language, trying to lord over the material nature, right? Or in Bhagavatam's language, the Ishamani syndrome. Ishamani means to consider oneself as Isha, to consider oneself as a controller, so that desire or aspiration or mentality or tendency to control things, control people by being in a powerful position is very much deep-rooted, ingrained in the consciousness of a conditioned soul. So to get rid of this impurity, to get rid of this controlling tendency, to get rid of this mentality to lord over material nature, we need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis. We may think, yes, I know this pastime. I know this shloka. I know this episode of Bhagavatam. I quoted it several times in my classes. I explained it to others also. But still, despite knowing it, hearing it, speaking it, reading it, we tend to forget it. It happened to someone here. It happened to me hundreds of times, right? So we know, but we forget. We may remember, but we may not be able to apply. Right? Ajamil, he saw that unmentionable scene between that Shudra and that Dasi. He was recollecting all the dharmic instructions within his mind. Right? So he was remembering, yeah, I'm not supposed to see this. I'm not supposed to engage my mind in thoughts of these kinds of nonsense, right? My eyes should not look in that direction. My mind should not think in that direction. My body should not walk in that direction. He knows, he remembered all this, but still he could not apply, right? So, having the knowledge of pure principles is rare. And having the bandwidth and ability and capacity to apply that knowledge, put that into action, is even more rare in this world. You may find so many wise people and knowledgeable people, right? They have information, but no transformation. Even if you go on Google also, you'll get information on pure principles. You go on ChatGPT, you'll get so much information, right? You open Pocket Vedas in your pocket, you'll get a lot of information. Open books, books are everywhere. There is no dearth of knowledge. Our access to pure scriptural and spiritual knowledge is not limited. In the previous days, it was limited. Mahaprabhu finds one scripture, Brahma Samhita or Krishna Karnamrita, somewhere in his South India Yatra. He manages to bring that scripture all the way to Jagannath Puri. And he tells, he wants to gift it to somebody. He doesn't have a copy. There's no copy paste, right? Copy paste this file, send in an email, upload on Google Drive and send. All this was not there in those days. He has to copy with hand, right? So get this books copied and give one copy to him. So, but now access to pure sound vibration is unlimited. Access to Guru is unlimited. You may say, hey, I never interacted with Guru so much, right? I didn't have a personal discussion, so that's fine. So Guru has given so much katha and everything is there in YouTube, right? Or ISKCON Desire Tree. So access to pure spiritual teachings is profuse, unlimited in the current world. But ability to apply the teachings is very limited, very restricted. So the ability to apply the knowledge or principles that we learn depends on the purity of our heart, right? So regularly nourishing oneself, regularly reminding oneself of all these pure principles is considered one of the most effective, important and foremost methods of remaining sane. To become sane is difficult, to remain sane is even more difficult. To learn, to get an opportunity to learn is rare, and to find a person who is able to apply the principles what he has learnt is even more rare. So it's an understatement. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. Right, very, very rare to find a person who is aspiring for purification and perfection. Right. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tattvataha. Means those who are aware of all these principles, but those who actually dedicate oneself to Krishna in a pure-hearted way are even more rare. That's Prabhupada opens the purport by speaking about the rarity of a pure devotee, rarity of someone who is able to apply all these principles, right? At least by the mercy of several devotees, we got an opportunity at least to gather information. When will that information convert into transformation depends on our commitment and determination. But at least we have information. Access to information is there. We are fortunate. Most people in this material world are struggling to even get access to the right information. They are being misguided. Okay. As right in the opening chapter of Bhagavatam it's mentioned, Prayena alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayoha manda bhagyaha upadhritaha manda. Kali Yuga people are already very lazy, foolish, ignorant. On top of it, even if somebody, manushanam sahasreshu, even if one amongst thousands aspires to traverse a right path, proper spiritual path, he is misguided. He is misguided into something which degrades his soul, which plunges him into deep state of darkness of hell, right? Because they are accessing not pure katha, not Krishna katha, not kathamrita, but kukatha, right? As Brahma says in the third canto of Bhagavatam, Yanna vrajantya ghabhido rachana nuvada shrandvanti yanya vishaya kukatha hamati ghanihi yastu shruta hata bhagair rubhirata sara tamstam kshipantya sharane shutamasu hanta. Yanna vrajantya ghabhido rachana nuvada. Although pure information about the spiritual world and bhakti yoga is available, there are some unfortunate people who take interest in kukatha. Srinvanti ye anya vishaya. They keep aside pure Krishna katha and they hear anya vishaya, means other topics. Srinvanti, they hear anya vishaya, nonsensical topics. Kukatha mati ghanihi. By hearing that kukatha, by hearing that bad topics, materialistic topics, mati ghanihi, one's intelligence gets corrupted, damaged, diverted, distracted, destroyed. Kukatha mati ghanihi.
What's the destination? Yastu shruta hata bhagair rubhirartha sara. Because of hearing such bad topics, their essence of life is lost. Rubhirartha sara. The life becomes tasteless, meaningless, useless, lifeless. And where will they go? Srinvanti yenya vishayaku kathamati ghnihi yastu shruta hata bhagain rubhirartha sara. Tam stam kshipanti asharaneshu tamassu hantaha. Without any shelter, they are just cast into deeper darkness of hell, ignorance. Right? So, we may think that, what a big deal. We are just hearing some topic and we have the discrimination to understand what is right, what is wrong. So, I can discriminate. But if we unnecessarily allow materialistic topics to enter our ear holes, it corrupts our intelligence. It induces some unnecessary thoughts. It induces some wrong aspirations and desires and thoughts and value systems in us, subtly, right? And when mind becomes corrupted and our enthusiasm to practice pure devotional service is slackened, and we embark on an unnecessary journey into multiple planets and multiple universes in various species, and lot of time is lost, valuable time is lost. So, it's very rare to get an opportunity to practice pure devotional service. It's even more rare to find a person who is committed to the path with all sincerity, integrity. That's why Prabodhananda Saraswati says, without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, who could have got access to all these privileges? He says, Prema namad bhutartham shravana pathagataha kasya nam namahimna koveta kasya vrinda vana vipina maha madhurishu pravesham kova janati radham paramarasachamatkara madhurya simam ekas chaitanya chandraha paramakarunaya sarvamavishchakaram. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Prema namad bhutartha. Artha means meaning, purpose of life. What is our purpose of life? Prema pumartho mahan, right? Mahaprabhu said, attaining Krishna Prema is the purpose of your life. Prabodhananda Saraswati said something similar. Prema namad bhutartha. Who could have understood that the purpose of my life is to attain Krishna Prema? Who has introduced to us that this is the meaning of your life, this is the purpose of your life, this is the goal of your life, this is what you need to aspire for, aim for. And all your endeavors in life are supposed to be channelized and rooted towards that direction, that goal. Prema namad bhutartha. Who has set this target for us? Attain Krishna Prema in this human life. Prema namad bhutartha. Shravana pathagataha kasya namna mahimna. Mahaprabhu also emphasized on the Shravana Patha. Hear Harikatha regularly. Read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. So Mahaprabhu said, you hear and understand that through Krishna Nama you can attain Krishna Prema. Prema Namad Bhutartha means your purpose of life is to attain Krishna Prema. And how will you get it? By chanting Krishna Nama. Shravana Pathagataha Kasya Namna Mahimna. This is the Mahima of Nama. What is the Mahima of Krishna Nama? To give Krishna Prema. You chant Krishna Nama to attain Krishna Prema. And once you attain Krishna Prema, what will you do? You continue to chant Krishna Nama with Krishna Prema. Right? You chant Krishna Nama to attain Krishna Prema now. Once you attain Krishna Prema, you continue to chant Krishna Nama with Krishna Prema. Right? Now we are not chanting with love. But eventually we'll develop that love and chant with love. That's the purpose of chanting. Prema namad bhutartha shravana pathagataha kasya namna mahimna koveta kasya vrinda vana vipina maha madhurishu praveshaha. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, who would have understood the nectarian mellows of Vrindavan? Who would have got entrance into the madhurya rasa of Vrindavan, vraja prema, madhurya bhava? Who gave us that access? Mahaprabhu has given. He has given us access to Krishna Nama, Krishna Prema and Vraja Bhava. Right, Madhurya. He established Madhurya Rasa as the topmost aspiration of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Right? Then, Kova Janati Radham Paramarasa Chamatkara Madhurya Simam. Kova Janati Radham. Who would have understood that Srimati Radharani is Paramarasa Chamatkara Madhurya Simam? She is the topmost limit, ultimate limit of Madhurya. Paramarasa Chamatkara Madhurya Simam. She is the Sima. The limit of Madhurya Prema is exhibited in the personality of Srimati Radha, Radharani. Right? Who would have got access to worshipping Srimati Radharani? Right? We are celebrating Radhashtami very soon, in a week or so. So who introduced us to Srimati Radharani? Who introduced us to Krishna Nama, Krishna Prema, Vraja Bhava? Ekas Chaitanya Chandraha Paramakarunaya Sarvamavishchakaraha. Only Chaitanya Chandra, one and only Chaitanya Chandra. Paramakarunaya, with great compassion, Sarvamavishchakara, he has done Avishkar. He has inaugurated Krishna Prema. He has given us access into Krishna Nama. Right? So, Prabodhananda Saraswati emphasizes the rarity of getting an opportunity to practice bhakti and to enter into this glorious process of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Right? So, it requires great fortune, great blessings, great mercy to get access to this book, to get access to that deity, to get access to this acharya, to get access to this devotee sangha, to get to stay in a temple as the devatas in the heavens. They say in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga Nasadhavo Bhagavatastadashraya Nayatra Yagnesha Makhama Hotsava Surepi Loko Vinapai Sasevyatam Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapagaha. The place where there is no Vaikuntha Katha, Krishna Katha, is not worth living. Then Nasadhavo Bhagavatastadashraya. The place where Bhagavatam is not flowing, the place where Krishna Katha is not flowing like a river, where there are no pilgrims who are taking bath in that Krishna Katha river, the place where all these are not there, it's not worth living. Right? Nayatra Yagnesha Makhama Hotsava. The place where festivals like Janmashtami, Radhashtami, and all these great spiritual festivals are not being celebrated, that's not a place worth living. Right? Better to remain in the airtight womb, bag of mother's womb, and not come out, to stay in a place where there is no Krishna Katha, Vaishnava Sangha and festivals. Right? This is their realization. Even the devatas in the upper planets are also aspiring to take birth in the Bharatavarsha, on the earthly planet, especially when Mahaprabhu descended. Okay? And we are given free access to all that. Right? So, whether we realize it today or tomorrow or after 10 lifetimes, we are in the most fortunate situation. We are, when you list fortunate people on the planet, right, we are in the top few members. Right? Because we got access to Harikatha. Hrudeha Madhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karana Dharam Mayanu Kulena Nabhasvate Ritam. Means we have access to Hrudeham, human body. We have access to a Vaishnava Guru. We have access to all the scriptures. So Guru is like captain of the ship of this human body. You have a ship, you have a captain also. And the scriptures, Gita, Bhagavatam and all, they are like favorable winds that help the boat just move across the ocean of material world. So we have those favorable winds also. Despite having access to all these three, if one does not attain the goal of human life, he is considered Atmaha, Sa Eva Atmaha, killer of soul, Of course, there is no death to the soul. But the point is, he is not living up to his full potential. The soul's full potential is to relish Krishna name, Krishna nama, Krishna prema, Krishna katha purely. So we have that potential, but we are not accessing that potential. We are trying to access hundreds of different sources of potential. I want this power, I want this privilege, I want this privilege, this potential. We are aspiring to develop potential in different directions. But there is some potential within us, innate within us, intrinsic within us, and that is the potential to relish Krishna nama and Krishna katha. Right? We are not tapping that potential. We are tapping so many other things. We are aspiring to develop potential and energy and talents and skills in multiple different directions. Bahushakhahi anantascha. But the potency that is within us, we are not accessing. Prabhupada writes in the purport that the path is so simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name. He quotes this, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Yo Kevalam, Shloka. It is easier said than done. But still, somewhere we have to do it. Sometime we have to do it. Like this shloka comes, Madhura Madhura Metan, Mangalam Mangalanam, Sakala Nigama Valli, Satvalam Chitswarupam, Sakrida Pipari Gitam, Shraddhaya Helayava, Bhruguvara Naramatram, Tarayet Krishna Nama. Madhura Madhura Metan Mangalam Mangalanam. The sweetest of all sweet things and the most auspicious of all auspicious things is Krishna Nama. Madhura Madhura Metan Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nigama Valli Satvalam Chitswarupam. When you compare all the scriptures with a valli, a creeper, the holy name of Krishna is a ripened fruit of that creeper. Bhagavatam is ripened fruit of desire tree and holy name is compared to be the ripened fruit of that devotional creeper. Right? Sakridapi parigitam shraddhaya helayava bhruguvaranara matram taraye krishna nama. Even if you chant with neglect, even if you chant unconsciously, unintentionally, taraye krishna nama, the holy name of Krishna has the ability or potency to deliver you, what to speak of chanting with eagerness. Okay. Alam alam alameka praninam patakanam nirasana vishayeya krishna krishneti vani yadi bhavati mukunde bhaktirananda sandra karatala kalita sa moksha samrajya lakshmi. So again in this shloka, Rupa Goswami quotes this shloka. Alam 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 eka praninam patakanam nirasana vishayeya krishna krishneti vani. This vani, this sound vibration of Krishna, Krishna can completely destroy our excitement for material enjoyment. Okay. Can destroy all our sinful reactions. Can give us entrance into the kingdom of liberation. But more than all these things, this Krishna Nama can immerse us in an ocean of bliss, bhaktiananda, bhaktirananda sandra. So the happiness that we derive in selflessly serving Krishna is like a condensed ocean of nectar. And we become immersed in that ocean of nectar to the degree we chant the holy names of Krishna with sincerity. Okay. So that is the potency of a soul to access that bliss, to immerse oneself, to drench oneself in that nectarian ocean of Krishna Katha and Krishna Nam is the potential that all of us have. Okay? These are few thoughts on this purport. Let's go to the next purport. What if somebody practices devotional service and for some reason he gets distracted from bhakti? We spoke a lot. It's on a very high plane. Probably whatever we have spoken till now is very, very high. We discuss about the rarity, about the importance, about the potential, all this. But I am nowhere close to that. How do I access it? Right? it's too idealistic goal. So where am I? What if I get distracted? What if I get deviated? What if I become little lax? Do I have any hope? Yeah, that hope-giving purport is the next purport, 43rd shloka. 43rd shloka, Sukadeva Goswami says that Maharaj Bharat gave up everything. Yav dustyajan dara sutan suhrid rajyam hridisprushaha. So he has effortlessly given up everything. Wife, children, kingdom, ministers, and many other privileges, he has effortlessly given up. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam, he has effortlessly given up. Okay. So it's very difficult to give up all these attachments, power, position, throne, treasure, treasury, ministers, servants. You say something, there are attendees to follow your instruction. Right? Very rare. He has all that and he lived, ruled for 11 Arbuda years. So the more time you spend in a position where there is power and privilege, the more there is attachment. Prabhupada often speaks about leaders, Rajarshis. Not Rajarshis, Rajas only, not Rishis. Many great kings and emperors and leaders. So they try to hold on to their power and position till the fag end of their lives. Even if there is an able successor who can carry on, who can take over the position and then execute things successfully, still there is an attachment to that position, attachment to that privilege. Oh, I cannot give it up. He can do it better, better than you. Just delegate it to him. Just give it to him and you chant Hare Krishna. No, no, no. Chanting baad mein kar sakta hun. I want this. I want this position. I want this privilege. So there is a lot of attachment to position. And Bharat Maharaj has effortlessly given up. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Right? Sundari he has given up. Dhanam he has given up. Janam also he has given up. Very difficult to give up janam also. So many followers, right? So someone tells, just give up all these followers. Go alone into the forest. Chant Hare Krishna there. Sit alone. What about my followers? Give up. So Bharat Maharaj could do that. Effortlessly he has done it. He entered the forest. He's doing his sadhana very sincerely. He had tears of ecstasy in bhava while doing his sadhana. And sometimes he would condemn his tears. Why am I getting ecstatic? I have to focus on my sadhana. So to that degree he was so exalted. But he became a victim of his own compassion towards a deer. Now, in this world, Maya can capture us in any way. Okay? Maya does not have any stereotyped way of functioning. Oh, somebody has kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Somebody has lust, intense lust, envy, pride, greed. Then I'll catch him. Yeah, Maya will anyways catch him. But Maya need not catch him, catch the person only if he has these six qualities. You are compassionate. You are very kind. Maya can catch you through that also. Maya is somehow managing to find some way to, you know, catch us and distract us from bhakti. So Bharat Maharaj did not have kaam, krodh, lobh, moha and all that. Bharat Maharaj had compassion. Maya caught him through that. Right? He's very kind because he's a king. By nature, intrinsically has a tendency to protect people, protect the needy people. So he's doing his Sandhyavandan on the bank of that river and suddenly he saw a deer having a miscarriage and the mother deer died and the baby deer is lying alone there. And Bharat Maharaj, his background is king. He's a protector, right? He picked up that deer and brought it to hermitage and started taking care of the deer. Giving the deer some food is not a problem. But becoming over-addicted to, becoming too attached to protecting the deer at the cost of compromising on one's own spiritual practices is the problem of Bharat. People say that, hey, Bharat, what mistake he has done. The poor deer is there, motherless deer. He took care of the deer. Yeah, fine. Take care. Not a problem. You can show compassion. Right? Show compassion not at the cost of compromising on your ultimate goal of prema namad bhutartha shravana pathagataha kasya nam nam mahimna. Don't lose focus on that. Right? My compassion is valid and relevant to the degree I am not losing focus on my Krishna Naam and Krishna Priyam. Right? My involvement in Krishna Naam and Krishna Priyam. Sometimes when the compassion levels cross certain boundaries, cross certain limits, when we'll enter trouble, trying to take someone else from their trouble, you enter into trouble. Right? So we need to understand, to what degree can I show compassion? Is it worth showing compassion at the cost of compromising one's own spiritual practices? Compassion is an eternal principle, right? We are all supposed to be representatives of Krishna's compassion, representatives of Acharya's compassion, right? But we will effectively show compassion to the degree we receive compassion from Acharyas, we receive compassion from Krishna. What is receiving compassion from Acharyas and Krishna? Nourishing ourselves with Gita, Bhagavatam and Holy Name. When our absorption and immersion in Shravanam, Kirtanam is very weak, what compassion can we show to others? Right? So the absorption in one's own spiritual practices will make one eligible to show compassion. Make one able to show compassion. That ability and eligibility to exhibit compassion comes in one's foundation of Shravanam, Kirtanam properly. Right? So preaching, prachar or compassion, showing compassion on common people is not a small thing. Right? So Prabhupada could show compassion on unlimited people because his heart is filled with Krishna Prema. He's absorbed in the core elements of devotional service. Right? So then compassion is effective. So Bharat Maharaj, he was showing compassion on a deer at the cost of compromising on his spiritual practices. Right? And he got distracted. He got distracted and he became a deer. Now that's the main point that I wanted to mention based on the purport. What if somebody gets distracted from bhakti after having practiced it for some time? He's gone? He's completely gone? No. Prabhupada quotes in this shloka, Tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam harer bhajan apakvotha pate tato yadi. Even if your bhajan is apakva, immature, even if you could not attain the highest attainable goal which a human being is supposed to attain in this life, still, no problem. You'll get another opportunity to continue, right, in the next life. Tyaktva swadharmam, you give up your regular duties, right, material duties. Charanambujam harer, to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Bhajan apakvota, and you have taken shelter, but your bhajan is apakva in this life. You got little distracted or deviated. But still, you are not at loss. Because whatever bhakti that you have performed, whatever spiritual credits that you have gained by sincere practice of bhakti, even for a small amount of time, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, that is never lost. That's in the eternal bank account. When we commit offenses, we lose access to that bank account. But we will not lose it. Money is there. But you forgot the password. But money is there. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. A little devotional service rendered sincerely is a permanent asset. And a little inattention in devotional service can create havoc. Two statements Prabhupada writes in this purport. Right? Somewhere I read. Something back. So if you are inattentive, then you will lose the chance to continue on the path. But whatever advancement you have made, That is with you eternally. You can again access to it when you overcome that offense, when you realize your mistake and come back on track. Right? So, but by sincerely following your regular material duties responsibly, you may not attain great perfection. But even imperfect performance of devotional service, even an incomplete performance of devotional service will give you some spiritual credit. So there is a lot of hope. In failure also, or in success also, bhakti will never make you a loser. Okay, even if you happen to perform bhakti and just somehow miss that opportunity, but still Krishna will give you another opportunity to continue after a while. So that's the essence of this purport, a very hope-giving purport. Now, how did Bharat Maharaj get that opportunity? You may say he became a deer. He was attached to a deer. He became a deer. But please understand, Krishna did not just apply 8.6 formula to Bharat. What is 8.6 formula? Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram. Means whatever may be your consciousness at the time of leaving body, you will attain that destination. You are thinking of a deer, you will become a deer. So Krishna applied that formula apparently. But although Bharat Maharaj got a deer body, he did not get deer consciousness. Right? Bhakti is retained. And while living in the deer body, Bharat Maharaj was thinking about his past mistake. Oh, what have I done in the past? I became overly attached to a deer and I ended up becoming a deer. Right? A different deer. In our kids' classes, one kid asked, 6-year-old girl, she asked, Prabhu, Bharat Maharaj thought about a deer and he became a deer. And if we think of Krishna at the time of death, we'll become Krishna. That's her logic. I said, Bharat Maharaj did not become the same deer, right? He got a deer body. He got another body which is similar to this deer. Similarly, you will not become Krishna. You will get a form like Krishna, spiritual body, spiritual form like Krishna to play with Krishna. And she's happy with that answer. So, anyways. Now, Bharat got a deer body, but he did not get deer consciousness. Okay? So, within his heart, he was repenting for his mistake, and as Prabhupada writes in this purport, after some time, when he became Jada Bharat, when an ignorant deer became a pure Brahmana in the next life, Bharat was extremely cautious, extremely attentive in practicing bhakti, right, in meditating on Krishna. He was Krishna conscious internally. Apparently, he was looking like a dumb, deaf, dull-headed, ignorant person, unclean person. But internally, he was meditating on Krishna. He did not open his mouth. When his relatives are ridiculing him, he did not open his mouth. Because they were in passion, they cannot understand. Generally, when somebody is underestimating you, when somebody is speaking little less about you, ego doesn't allow us to keep quiet. Ego allows us to defend. Yeah, tell him. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya, tell him that you are not useless, you are so great. So that enthusiasm to establish your innocence or your greatness or your talents or skills is there in a person. But whole world is ridiculing that Jada Bharat, you are good for nothing. For you, education is waste. You could not learn Achaman also from your father. So all his stepbrothers stopped his education after the death of his father. But Bharat Maharaj did not make any attempt to prove himself. Yes, I am great. I am better than all of you. He did not say that. Just, I have my aspiration. Prevan amat putartha. My artha is prema pumartho mahan. So he did not want to establish his glory. So he kept quiet because they are in passion. And when the dacoits came to catch him also and kill him also, he did not open his mouth because they were in ignorance. Relatives were in rajoguna, dacoits were in tamoguna. So when he came in contact with tamoguni people and rajoguni people, Bharat Maharaj did not try to establish himself in front of them. But when he came in contact with a sattvaguna person, rahugana, he opened his mouth. Rahugana was ridiculing Jada Bharat, thinking that he's a ignorant person, dull-headed person. Jada Bharat opened his mouth. Why? What he speaks, the other person is able to digest. Even if he educates, gives some spiritual teachings to his relatives, they will not be able to relate with it. Relatives cannot relate with your spiritual teachings sometimes. Right? And dacoits, definitely they cannot handle. But this Prince of Savira, King of Savira, who is that? Rahugana. He is a mature person. Although as a Kshatriya he is exercising some authority, but still he is a mature person. So Jada Bharat thought that it's worth opening my mouth and giving him some spiritual teachings and enlightening him. So he did that. Okay. So the teachings are complete in the last five chapters. Now the main point is, although Krishna punished him by giving a deer body, Krishna did not take away his spiritual consciousness. The punishment was given to Jada Bharat or Bharat or King Bharat. The punishment is only for rectifying his distracted mentality. He is distracted from bhakti. So what does Krishna do? Krishna will give some punishment, probably little severe punishment, so that he realizes his mistake, admits that mistake, regrets for that mistake, and tries not to repeat that mistake and come back on track. Okay? That was the intention behind Krishna's strict, super strict treatment of Bharat. Okay? But otherwise, Krishna will never disown a devotee. Even if you get distracted in bhakti, Krishna will not disown you. Krishna will not reject you. Krishna will not penalize you beyond your ability, right? So Krishna will make his attempt to purify you from the distraction. Oh, this Bharat is distracted because of his compassion. Okay, let me give him some token punishment or severe punishment so that he realizes that mistake. So this punishment that Krishna gives, this treatment that Krishna gives to an exalted devotee for their small mistakes is only to intensify their absorption in bhakti and not to punish them or disown them. Krishna did not disown Bharat. Okay. Now, Bharat came back on track. Right? He became very cautious. So even if someone happens to get distracted in bhakti, there is hope for that person. If not in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, he can get an opportunity to continue bhakti. So therefore, whoever comes in contact with the path of pure bhakti is not a loser. He is always under the loving protection of Krishna, whether they encounter pleasant or unpleasant circumstances in life. So a person's performance or productivity or the kind of difficulties that he is facing should not make us think that he is not sincere, or should not make us think that Krishna is not merciful upon him. Right? So what's happening between them and Krishna, Krishna knows. Right? We may not be able to understand completely. So we try to perform our devotional service to the best of our capacity while internally maintaining that longing, hankering and desire to attain Krishna Prema by sincerely immersing ourselves in Krishna Naam and Krishna Katha. So these are a few thoughts on these two shlokas and purports. So, yeah, Prabhupada set a very high standard about the rarity of pure devotional service in the first purport. In the second purport, Prabhupada gave a very, very hopeful explanation on how even if someone happens to get distracted in bhakti, there is hope for that person. He is not a loser. Krishna is there for him. Krishna will bring them together, bring them back. Right? We may have to do the needful in dealing with a wrongdoer, but at the same time, at heart, we should continue to remain as their well-wishers. So that well-wishing tendency is there in Krishna, and a sincere devotee also imbibes that quality of being a well-wisher of all living beings. What to speak of devotees who are practicing bhakti. Right? That well-wishing intention should never be lost. When we lose, or when we don't cultivate, or when we lose that well-wishing intention, being a well-wisher of other people, then it's very unpleasant. We are not representing Krishna's compassion. So compassion, which is not misplaced, but it is properly placed. Right? So these are a few thoughts. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.